Welcome to the April edition of the Creating Customer Value podcast series. I'm Amanda Malgiri, assistant editor. This month, we have Don Peppers here to discuss the relationship marketing approach and its effect on short and long-term customer equity. Don answers questions from readers on the difference between relationship marketing and transactional marketing.
Question. The marketing managers in my organization are moving from a transactional marketing approach to a relationship marketing approach. Why is this? Can you cite any examples of how the relationship approach actually improves long-term customer equity? Well, companies in all industries around the world are increasingly choosing to move from transactional marketing to relationship marketing, primarily because new technologies now permit this kind of marketing. Before interactive media like the internet, and before computer databases, companies could not very easily interact with and keep track of individual customers, one customer at a time. Computer technology has enabled companies to deal with customers one at a time, and so they're choosing to do so. A company's motivation for dealing with individual customers is similar to its motivation for dealing with smaller and smaller segments rather than large masses of customers. By separating customers into groups and segments, a marketer can design offers and promotions that are more likely to be of specific interest to different types of customers rather than having to hold out a single offer for all. However, while marketing to individual customers does generate similar advantages as marketing to smaller and smaller segments, there is still an important difference. An individual customer can interact with the marketer directly, but segments don't interact. And individual customers have memories, but segments don't. In addition, an individual customer may specify and then buy a single individually designed or personalized product. But segments can't do that. So while technology has permitted marketing to slice the customer pie into smaller and smaller segments, once you get to the level of the individual customer rather than a tiny segment of customers, the actual rules of the game change. Today, technology permits marketers to interact with the customer to find out what the customer wants and then to design or deliver the product according to the customer's own specifications. But that isn't the end of the process, because after the customer receives the product or service, the marketer can solicit feedback. Did you like it that way? Then how about next time we do it more this way? Over time, as the customer teaches the marketer more and more about his or her personal preferences, a learning relationship is formed. A relationship that gets smarter and smarter with every interaction. And now it becomes more and more inconvenient for the customer to deal with some other vendor. Even if another vendor has the same type of customization and interaction available, the customer would still have to reteach this competitor what he's already taught the original marketer. This is one of the key reasons why relationship marketing can improve customer loyalty so effectively. Question. How are the concepts of relationship marketing and customer value linked? Well, the benefit of customer loyalty clearly is realized only in the future when the customer stays more loyal. The best way to quantify that benefit is to think about a customer as a revenue-producing asset, an asset with a value. The more revenue you expect to be produced in the future by this customer, the higher the customer's value will be as an asset. Now, remember that the relationship marketer is dealing with individual customers, and these individuals have memories. And because customers have memories, relationship marketing involves balancing short-term immediate results with long-term results. For example, let's say a valuable regular customer calls in with a complaint and we don't handle a complaint well. Then the customer may not deal with us again. Maybe even the customer's friends and colleagues will deal with us less. Clearly, this is harmful to the business. But the exact amount of harm done won't be known for sure until sometime in the future when we either do or don't get business from the customer. Still, it pays for companies to model their customers' current behaviors in order to try to predict their future behaviors. Such models, their statistical models, they can produce reasonable estimates of the customer's actual values to the business based on the amount of profit we expect from the customer in the future. Question: has the relationship marketing approach addressed any deficiencies in the transactional approach? If so, what are they and how does it address them? Well, transactional marketing is certainly not bad if that's all that is possible. It's better for a company to sell transactions than not to sell at all. But if technology permits you to engage in relationship marketing, then a number of deficiencies in the transactional model will quickly be seen. First, in a transactional model, customers and marketers are adversaries. The customer wants the most value for the least cost in the transaction, while the marketer wants exactly the opposite. Every transaction is an individual battle. Every dollar I gain is a dollar you have to give up, because at least from the marketer's perspective, there is only this one transaction. In a relationship, however, because it is based on memory, and thus there is a future to consider, the marketer and customer are much more likely to be collaborating with each other. I'm going to help you buy from me, and you help me sell to you. But second, transactional marketing encourages companies to focus exclusively and unnaturally on short-term issues. Short-term revenue is important, without question. But it is not the only thing to consider. If you concentrate exclusively on increasing the volume of transactions at any cost, you will soon alienate your customers, either by serving them poorly or by over-soliciting them and wearing out your welcome. Third, transactional marketing doesn't generate good enough data about a company's marketing performance, no matter how detailed the records. Let me give you an example. Suppose you are a supermarket with very detailed and up-to-the-minute scanner data on the numbers of transactions completed for various products. Your scanner data says there are two different types of detergent in your store that are competing for shelf space, but that last month detergent A had twice the volume of detergent B. On the basis of this information alone, you might be tempted to increase your shelf space for A. But what if you were a relationship marketer, and in addition to this information, you have a frequent shopper program that gave you individual shopper data, as well as its transactional data? With that data, you might discover that twice as many people repurchased detergent B after they try it the first time compared to A. In that case, you'd do exactly the opposite, right? You'd increase shelf space for B. And one more thing, transactional marketing can inhibit your company's ability to innovate. The relationship marketer is likely to be much more tuned to the future needs of a customer and more open to innovative services and products to meet a wider range of customer needs. The transactional marketer thinks of the problem in terms of how to find more customers for the products he has to sell, while the relationship marketer is more likely to think of the problem in terms of how to find more products and services for the customers with whom he has relationships. Question: how does the relationship marketing approach impact short-term customer value? Is transactional marketing going to produce better results in the short term than relationship marketing? Well, that depends on what we mean by better results. Transactional marketing emphasizes the short term. See our answer to the previous question. And while it's quite possible that by emphasizing only the short term, you can boost revenue or profit in the short term, more often than not, this will have the effect of depressing value in the longer term. It'll depress revenue and profits later. That is to say, marketing aggressively to boost current sales often damages future business. So is this a better result or not? Probably not, but it depends on how much damage is sustained to your future business. real problem is that the transactional marketer has no way even to estimate future damage at all, because there's no acknowledgement in the transactional business model that customers have memories. In reality, what happens today to a customer is indeed likely to have some effect on that customer's future business, but this aspect of reality is simply ignored in the transactional marketing model, which is based solely on maximizing current transactions without respect to any future consequences. Relationship marketers are certainly just as capable of emphasizing short-term immediate sales as transactional marketers are, but they will do so with more insight into the actual cost involved. In tough times like these, we may choose to sustain some future damage to future sales if that damage is necessary to produce better current sales. But at least the relationship marketer will know what she is paying for what she is getting.
That's the end of our podcast. Thanks to Don Peppers for joining us today. Make sure to listen again next month when we cover Web 2.0 technology and how it can help build customer value and customer loyalty. Until then, I'm Amanda Malagiri for Search CRM.